Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and no matter what we talk about on the radio today, we know what's probably top of mind for a lot of you out there.
I'm Hillary Bender, and I have an office here in Coolidge Corner. I watched the game, and I found it unbelievable. I kept waiting for the game to start, waiting for us to turn it around and win. Never happened.
My name's Chris from Brookline. I really have no explanation. It's just, you know, the Jets came to play, I guess, and we didn't.
I'm Lauren, and I'm from Dorchester. Yeah, I think that Tom Brady, he had an off day, unfortunately, bad timing.
How could it have happened? The number one seed, the 14-2 Patriots, who seemed as Super Bowl bound as ever, fell to the New York Jets in their first game of the playoffs. Well, with Bill Littlefield out for the holiday, perhaps gnashing his teeth and rending his garment somewhere, we go now instead to Radio Boston's special teams player, Jeremy Bernfeld. Hey there, Jeremy.
Hey, Meghna.
So when we talked to Bill last week, we had a nice laugh at the Jets and all their trash talk, their pre-playoff game trash talk about the Pats. But here we are now after the game. Ouch. What happened?
You know, I think you heard it there. Pats fans are still in shock. From here up to Maine, down to Connecticut, that's the question Pats fans are still asking. You know, it's hard to point the blame in one direction. It was kind of a Murphy's Law kind of day. Everything that could have gone wrong, you know, the Pats defense, they couldn't buy a stop. The offense never got rolling. Tom Brady threw his first interception since October. Costly special teams mistakes. It's really on the whole team.
Okay, so the Pats did collapse, but does that negate really the Jets actually having won the game?
You know, the Jets, they definitely came to play, as that one listener said. The defense harassed Brady all day long. It brought to mind the 2007-2008 Super Bowl against that other New York team, which is not something we like to remember around here. You know, Brady got hit 10 times in the first half, and the offense really never rolled at all. So the Jets defense did a great job at shutting down the offense.
Okay, so let's hear how Tom Brady captured the whole moment here.
Any way to explain this one, Tom?
Well, just a, you know, lack of execution.
Yeah, I would say a lack of execution, but Brady did get a little more specific later on.
We talked all week about fast starts and getting ahead of these guys and playing from ahead, and, you know, we had some opportunities there in the first quarter and you know, really let those slip away. We made it a dogfight and ultimately couldn't really dig ourselves out of the holes we made.
So, Jeremy, there's Tom Brady saying that the strategy was to establish a lead early on. I mean, is that actually an admission that the Pats can only play well if they're playing well? I mean, if from a position of dominance?
The team really isn't set up to play from behind. The defense has trouble stopping the run thanks to injuries and the lack of depth on the D-line especially. You know, and that's exactly what an offense with a lead wants to do. And it was clear from the very beginning that the Pats were just trying to shut down Tom Brady and his, you know, no-name receiver core. So when the Pats were playing from behind, they just wanted Tom to throw more, and the Jets just wanted to stop him more.
And that's what they were able to do, just to stop him.
You know, it didn't leave much room for the Pats to play from behind at all when they were focusing on the pass. And Mark Sanchez, the Jets quarterback, he played a mistake-free game. Kept waiting for an LT fumble or a Mark Sanchez interception, and it never came.
All right, so let's look ahead to next year. The past is now past. Are fans still, I mean, do they feel despondent about what's coming up then?
You know, I'm sure Pats fans are sad, but they're probably not quite as despondent as they were at this time last year when the Patriots got bounced from the playoffs. You know, they have more reason for hope. The Pats have some really good young players, especially on defense, that, you know, hopefully will be cornerstones for years to come. There's Devin McCourty. He's the cornerback. He started all 17 games in the season. He played at a Pro Bowl level in his rookie year, which is really impressive. Gerard Mayo, he won Rookie of the Year 3 years ago, and he's really developed into a really strong middle linebacker. He's a young guy. The safeties, Pat Chung and Brandon Merriweather, more young guys who really improve. So a lot of young blood on defense that, you know, will hopefully keep them competitive for years.
Okay, but that doesn't answer what might be the most critical question now, because the season isn't over. There's still a couple games and, of course, the Super Bowl. So who should Pats fans be rooting for?
You know, that's a hard choice. The Jets obviously killed the season, but it's got to be pretty hard for Pats fans to root for the Steelers. You know, I asked our WBUR Twitter followers who they're going to root for, and we got some fun responses. Patrick Bergwinkle said, "Can't root for either. Go Bears." Adam Sell says, "I'm rooting for the Earthquake." Seriously, though, the Bears are the least objectionable team of the remaining four. You know, some Pats fans just can't stomach either of the AFC teams. Twitter follower Joe Gravelli's said he's rooting for the Bruins. And likewise, Robin Starr says, "I'm moving on. The Sox take on the Rangers on April 1st.
Oh, my. Jeremy Bernfeld, pinch hitting for Bill Littlefield today. Speaking of baseball, thank you for joining us on Radio Boston, Jeremy.
Thanks for having me.
Who do you root for going forward?
Well, I'd have to say, it's like that T-shirt I used to have, anybody but the Yankees, I guess anybody but the Jets.